Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You are now in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am Executive Director and Host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Well, on tonight, I will be bringing forth the Word of God again, so I pray that every listener will get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready, so that you can follow along as we go through God's word together on tonight. And I will be coming out of the King James Version of the Bible. So I want you all to please get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along as we go through the word of God on tonight. Tonight's topic is Thank God for the Freedom of Choice. Again, tonight's message title is Thank God for the Freedom of Choice, or in other words, to be able to choose. I'm asking all listeners, if you would please go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to give you praise, glory, and honor again for who and all that you are. Heavenly Father, we can never praise or give you thanks enough because You are so awesome. You're so wonderful. You're so marvelous to us in spite of ourselves. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace and your mercy toward us in spite of ourselves. In the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, we thank you now for your Son, Jesus Christ, who came down from glory in the form of flesh to pay our sin debt with his own blood, and that he died on the cross. But we thank you that he did not stay dead. He has risen from the dead, just like he said he would, and he's now sitting at your right hand, making intercession for the saints of God. So we just give you thanks, glory, honor, and praise for that. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you're not like man. You cannot lie. You cannot fail. You cannot change. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are in total control at all times. No matter how it looks, no matter what we hear or what we see or how we feel, according to your word, and we know who are saved in Jesus' name, that you are in total control. No matter who's in the White House, no matter who's over any country, no matter who's over any organization or auxiliary, you are in control. Sometimes men get beside themselves and they think they are in control. But we are standing on your word that you alone, Heavenly Father, are in total control at all times. So we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, now we come asking that you would move by your spirit through your word on tonight. We pray, Lord, that you would touch the hearts and minds of those that may be listening on tonight that are not saved in Jesus' name. It's our prayer and hope and desire that something will be said through your word on tonight that will touch their hearts and prick their hearts to the point that they will be able to open their own mouth on tonight and confess the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior and be saved in his name on tonight, because we know that you are still working miracles. You are still saving even today. So we just give you glory, honor, and praise in advance for what you're going to do through this message on tonight in advance in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come now lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can. And also, Heavenly Father, comfort and strengthen those that have lost loved ones. We want to continue to lift up all those families in the mass shooting in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, at the Tree of Life Mosque on last week, and all the other terrible news that we have heard even since then, the plane crash that killed all the people on board on this weekend. On the other day, Heavenly Father. But you know about that situation as well, because there's nothing that is hidden from you, because you sit high and you look low. So we ask that you would comfort and strengthen everyone that is going through bereavement at this time. And I want to lift up a special prayer for my sister in Christ, Sister Pat Franklin, and her father, Dad Franklin, and the loss of her older sister. We know that you're still able to comfort and strengthen the hearts that have lost loved ones. So we ask that you would let them feel your presence, let them feel your love and tender care, and even in the hour of bereavement on tonight, all over the land. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we pray now that you will move by your spirit over this airway, that your word will go forth and be received on tonight in love, and that you will be glorified through it all. Is our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to bless and strengthen the hearers and doers of your word and all those that faithfully tuned into this broadcast. Continue to bless them and grant them the desires of their hearts. Before I close this prayer, Heavenly Father, I want to continue to ask that you will move by your spirit in the life of my father, James Frank Brown Sr., that your will be done in his life for your glory. And also, thank you, Heavenly Father, for your divine healing and your miracle working power that you have extended toward our bishop, Bishop James A. Jennings, pastor of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church. We know that you are still working miracles because he is now living proof that you are still working miracles. So we thank you for what you have done in his life and what you're doing in his life right now and what you're yet to do in his life and also in the life and the ministry of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church. And every ministry that are standing on your word and being faithful, humble, committed doers of your word all over the land, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So right now we're going to go to our spiritual food for thought tonight. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, and this applies to me as well, if you live for people's acceptance, you will die from their rejection. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. If you live for people's acceptance, you will die from their rejection. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants-ambassador-vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at all lowercase, James Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Well, I do not have any announcements for tonight, so we're going to get ready to go directly into God's Word. And my main scripture for tonight will be coming from the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 3, verse number 17. Again, all the scriptures I will be talking about on tonight pertaining to this message. Thank God for the freedom of choice. It's going to be coming from the King James Version of the Bible. Your Bible may be different. It may read differently. But again, our main scripture for tonight is 2 Corinthians 3:17, which says unto us, now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, or that means freedom. So that's the main scripture for tonight. So we're going to get ready to get right into this word very shortly, but we're going to go to our music break first. And this is a group of young people, a variety of young people of different nationalities and races coming together and singing this precious song, Oh Freedom. So we want to enjoy this musical selection by this young group of people that's giving glory to God through their singing on tonight. So after this musical selection, we're going to come back and we're going to get right into this word on tonight. Again, I will be delivering the word for tonight. And tonight's message topic is, thank God for the freedom of choice, or in other words, and thank God for the choice of being able to choose. We have a choice. We are able to choose whom we're going to serve. So I thank God for that freedom on tonight. So we're going to enjoy this music break together, and then we're going to get right into this word on tonight. Enjoy the music break. Praise the Lord on tonight. That song was presented by the Chester Children's Chorus. That is a beautiful selection by a young group of young people, mixed group of young people. That's what I love about God's kingdom and God's people. If you're being truly used by God, He don't look at color of your skin. As long as you're saved in Jesus' name, we can come together and work together as one body of believers in Christ, as a corporate body of believers in Jesus Christ, fulfilling our God purposes in the earth. So that's, I thank God for that selection on tonight from that young group of people, Old Freedom by the Chester Children's Chorus. Again, I hope you have your Bibles and pens ready because we are ready to get into the word of tonight. Before I get into this word, do not forget tonight, don't forget to set the clock back 1 hour. Tomorrow is daylight saving time. And also, don't forget on Tuesday to get out and vote. You cannot say a word if you do not use your freedom to vote. So you have an opportunity to vote on this coming Tuesday. Don't use it as an excuse as to why you did not go out and vote. And if things do not turn out in your favor, then you only have yourself to blame because you did not use your opportunity to go out and exercise your vote. And that's what we all want to do, is use our freedom to be able to vote on this coming Tuesday. Well, we're ready for the word on tonight. And again, I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. And we're going to start with John chapter 8, verse number 36. Now, don't forget the main scripture, which came from 2 Corinthians 3:17, which says unto us now, the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty or there is freedom. So we go right down to John chapter 8, verse number 36, which reminds us. So if the Son, which is Jesus, sets you free, you will be free indeed. And that's a promise from God. I'm going to be moving kind of fast on tonight because I need you all to be praying for me. I've been dealing with a cold and allergies for the last 2 weeks, but I know that I'm healed in the name of Jesus. So that I am still trying to do my what I'm called to do on tonight, and that is bring forth the word of God. So I need you all to be praying with me so we can get through this together on tonight, that God will be glorified through this message on tonight. And again, I pray that it's going to be received in love on tonight, that God will get the glory from this message on tonight. So we are now looking at, we're going to go back to John 8 and 36, which says, and it reminds us, so if the Son, which is Jesus, sets you free, you will be free indeed. And then we're going to go right into the book of Galatians. That's why I asked you to get your pens and paper, because sometimes we go kind of fast because we try to get everything in a certain amount of time. So that's why it's important that you have your paper ready and your pen so that you can write these scriptures down just in case you're not able to turn to them while we are reading them, so that you can get to them later on at your leisure time and go over them again and let the Lord minister to you as you read the word. Galatians 5, chapter 5, verses 13 and 14 says to us, you and myself, you, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but not use your freedom. See, that's what it says. Remember what it says here. Brothers and sisters, we were called to be free, but we are not called to use our freedom to indulge in the flesh, but rather serve one another humbly in love. Verse number 14 says, for the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command, which means and says to us, love your neighbor as yourself. And that's so important. That is an awful, not awful, but awesome command from God. He says to us in verse 14, for the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command, love your neighbor as yourself. Then we're going to go right into Galatians chapter 5 and look at verse number 1. And it says to us, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Thank you, Jesus. Again, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. No man has set you free. Christ Jesus set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. What an awesome, awesome word right there for all of us. Do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Ephesians chapter 3, verse number 12 says unto us, in him, and who is this him? Him is Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior. Again, in him, Jesus, and through faith, in Jesus and through faith, in him, Jesus, we may approach God with freedom and what? Confidence. Acts 13, verses 38 and 39. Therefore, my friends, I want you to know that through Jesus, the forgiveness of sins, not sin, but sins with an S on the end, sins is proclaimed to you. Verse number 39, through him, through Jesus, everyone who believes is set free from every sin, a justification you were not able to obtain under the law of Moses. Wow. Number Romans chapter 6, verse number 22 comes to us saying, but now that you have been set free, thank God we have been set free through Jesus Christ. Now that we have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, not man, but slaves of God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life. What a powerful word. I'm going to read that again, because that's powerful within itself. Romans chapter 6, verse 22. But now, right now, that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the benefit you reap, the benefit you and I reap, leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life. We find in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11. Let me find that. I think I'm wrong. No, I think it's verse 16. I want to make sure I have that right. But I'm going to look that up real quick to make sure I have that right. But we got to keep moving forward. I just want to make sure we're on the same page, because I know how the enemy try to mess up things. He try to get in our minds and try to make us get off our square and get off our thoughts. But that's why we have the word of God, and we can stand on the word. Oh, here we go. 1 Peter chapter 2, I think it was 11, 16. Let me see. Just one second. Okay, I tell you what. To make sure, I'm going to read. We're going to go to 1 Peter chapter 2. And I'm going to read from verse 11 down to verse number 16, just to make sure we get it all. And verse number 11 says, dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from the fleshly lusts which war against the soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, that they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Verse 13 says, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of them that do well. Verse 15 says, for so is the will of God, that with well-doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. And finally, verse number 16 says, as free and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. Wow. So here we go. down to Romans chapter 8, verses 20 and 21, which also says to every born-again believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, it says to us, for the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it. In hope. He subjected it in hope. And verse number 21 says that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and into the freedom and glory of the children of God. Also, while we're in Romans chapter 8, verses number 1 through 4 says unto us, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do, because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. Thank you, Jesus. And he commanded sin. He commanded sin in the flesh. Number 4 says, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us, and that's only through Jesus Christ, might be fully met in us who do not live according to the flesh, according to the Spirit. Now we're going to take a look at Isaiah. In the book of Isaiah, chapter number 61, verse 1. I'm going to say that again, give you time to find it. Isaiah, chapter 61, verse 1 says to us, and again, I'm coming from the King James Version of the Bible, and it says to us, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me, and he sent you, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and to release from darkness for the prisoners. Also, you can look at Luke chapter 4, verse 18, which almost read the same way. So it's almost saying the same thing, but we just read from Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1, again. You can find it, that same reading almost, it's almost read just alike. It's also found in Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Well, according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, freedom is the state of quality or a state of being free. That's what the dictionary says. Again, the dictionary says freedom is the state of quality or the state of being free, such as the absence of necessity, coercion, or constraint, in choice or in action. I'm going to say that again because someone needs to hear that again. This is not according to the word of God, but this is according to man. According to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, it says freedom is the state of quality or state of being free, such as the absence of necessity, or coercion, or constraint in the choice or action. Liberation from slavery or restraint or from the power of another person. Freedom also means independence. We as Christians, we should always, again, as Christians today, we should always, every born-again Christian should always be thanking God for our freedom that comes only through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. Freedom is a choice. Freedom will make our own, with freedom, we are able to make our own individual decision or decisions. First, in order to be able to choose Jesus Christ as God's Son, man's Redeemer, through the shed blood of Jesus Christ on the cross at Calvary for your sins and for my sins, while we were yet sinners, the word of God tells us, while we were yet sinners, guess what? Jesus died for us. He died for you. He died for me. Why? Because of his great love for God, the Father, and his great love for mankind, for you and for I. God loves us so much. He do not, and he will not force himself on anyone. Never has he done it, and never will he do it. Again, God loves us so much that he do not and he will not force himself on anyone. Neither will his son, Jesus Christ, that we as Christians, we should thank him for with a made up mind through his word and through his promises that we are able to choose in whom we will believe and serve. Again, on this note, I must say, and I want to remind every listener on tonight, this is not a political announcement, but I just want you to remind every listener on tonight, you and I, we have the freedom to be able to get out and vote. So many people before us have paved the way through their blood, sweat, and tears and great sacrifices to tear down barriers that we are now able, as American citizens, to be able to go out and vote, make our own choices at the election polls. So we don't want to take this great opportunity lightly or for granted. So as I said earlier, everyone, every able adult, if you are registered, you need to get up this coming Tuesday and you need to go out to the poll and make your voice known, make your choice known, because you have the freedom to do that. So November the 6th, get up and cast your own vote, because we now have the freedom to do so. So that's why I thank God that we have freedom of choice. It goes back to what I said earlier. God is a God of love. He do not force himself on anyone. That's like anyone that's not saved in Jesus' name. You have a choice. You have a decision to make, and you can make it right now. You can choose either to believe that Jesus Christ is God's son. That's a choice. You can either choose to believe that or not. I choose to believe that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, my risen Lord and Savior, and my soon coming King. And every faithful believer and doer of God's word that are listening to me over this airways on tonight, I believe that you feel the same way that I do, that we thank God that Jesus Christ came down from glory. And because of his great price that he paid for our sin through his blood, we have freedom to make a choice to either believe that Jesus Christ is God's son and he died for you and he died for me, and that he did not stay dead. Guess what? 3 days later, just like he said he would, he got up from the grave. He got up from the grave. He came out of the grave with victory over hell, death, and the grave in his hands. And guess what? After that, he went back to the Father in heaven. That's where he is right now, sitting at God's right hand, making intercessions for you and for me. And so if you're not saved on tonight, you have the freedom of choice tonight. You can choose to decide to make Jesus your choice and live for Jesus and fulfill your God purpose in the earth, so that when you stand before God, in that great day when we all were given account for every deed done in our bodies, the good and the bad, that you want to be able to hear God say unto you, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Because you feel your purpose, your purpose on earth was fulfilled because you chose Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And then God revealed to you what your God purpose was. And he also revealed to you what your gifts and talents were. And if you chose to use them for God's glory, or if you chose them to be used in the wrong way, to please your flesh or to please men. So I thank God that we have the choice of freedom, that we can choose even this day who we are going to serve. We have a choice to stand on God's word, and we have a choice to believe or not whose report we are going to believe, God's report or the report of man, the report of the world, the report of the evil one, the father of lies. So are you believing that report on tonight? If you are, then you need to go and ask God to touch your heart, touch your mind. You need to get into a church where God's word is going forth with power, where God's word is going forth, standing on the word of God, where the man or woman of God who is leading the flock, and they are teaching and standing on God's word, And they are letting you know, without a doubt, that Jesus Christ is God's Son and that Jesus Christ did die. He paid an ultimate price for you and I. He paid our sin debt with his own blood. That's why the word of God says, while we were yet sinners, Jesus Christ, he died for you. He died for me. I am so grateful. And sometimes we don't even appreciate what Jesus did for us. And if we and we really think about it, that was an awesome, awesome, awesome price that Jesus paid for us. And he didn't have to, he did not have to do that. Again, he did that out of love for God the Father, first and foremost. And then he did it because he loved you and he loved me. He loved mankind. He don't have no respect of persons. Aren't you glad that tonight to know that God has no respect of persons? He loves everyone the same. That's what I love about God. And so I love God that he gives you and I a chance to make our own mind, our own decision. We have the freedom of choice. We have the freedom to choose in whose report we're going to believe on tonight. So freedom came with a price. Jesus paid a price that we could be free again from sin with his own blood on the cross. And then we have people that are in that was in the earth way before we were even born that went way out of their way knowing that they could be killed for trying to obtain the rights for the freedom of all people to be able to get out and vote and make our voices heard and through the world. So, again, that's why it's so important and it's so necessary. It's so vital. Able body that's registered that you get up and you get out and you go cast your vote. Don't sit down at home talking about what I was going to do, what I would have, should have, could have done. You need to actually get out and make your vote count. Get out and vote. People died for you and I to have this great opportunity. Just like Jesus paid the price with his own blood that we, who have accepted him as our personal Lord and Savior, can be redeemed back to God, our Heavenly Father. And again, I want to inject this right here because I know that someone is listening right now that may not have ever heard this before, but I think it's very important and needs to be interjected right here in this part of the message. God is not everyone's father. God is everyone's creator. God do not hear a sinner's prayer unless they are praying to be come into the fellowship and to the acknowledgement of Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. When you, as a unbeliever, come to the full knowledge of who Jesus is and you accept him in your heart and then you open your mouth and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your heart and save you because you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is God's Son, and that Jesus Christ died for you. He paid he paid the price with his own blood for you and for me on the cross so that we can be redeemed back to God the Father and that we can be in great standing and right fellowship with God again so that when we leave this earth, our earthly body tabernacle, that our soul will have a resting place throughout eternity with God, our Creator. Then, after you have accepted Jesus Christ, if you're still spiritually blind, once you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, then God becomes your Father. So I thank God that he has no respect of persons. So if you're listening on tonight and you know without a shadow of a doubt that you are not saved in Jesus' name, you have the freedom to choose even right now while we are speaking. God is sitting waiting on you. And some people go around asking, what is God? I'm waiting on God. No, God is waiting on you to make your mind up. Who are you going to believe on tonight? Are you going to stand on God's word and believe the report of the Lord to tell you and let you know that you can only be saved in Jesus' name? That's the report I believe on tonight. Because God, again, God cannot lie. He cannot change. He cannot fail. And Jesus is not the Son of Man that he should repent. So I, without a shadow of a doubt, I know that Jesus Christ is my personal Lord and Savior. He's my soon coming King. And I have some believers on tonight that's on the line and that's over the internet that's listening to my voice that believes the same way that I do on tonight. So if you are still spiritually blind on tonight, this is your opportunity to use your freedom to choose Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior so that when he calls your name, see, we don't know when we're going to be called. But the word of God tells us all that it has been appointed unto man once to die. And guess what? After that, it's going to be a great judgment day. We're all going to stand before God and give an account for everything that we have done in our bodies, the good and the bad. So, again, it boils down to whose report are you believing on tonight? Are you believing the report of the enemy? Because that's what he does. He is the father of lies. He tricks people. He is no good. There's no good thing within him. He wants you, if you are spiritually blind, he wants to keep you just like you are, spiritually blind. He does not want you to use your freedom to choose Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Why? Because he knows that if you do not do that while you are in the land of the living, while the blood is running warm in your veins, and you do not make that great choice to choose Jesus Christ, then the enemy knows, Satan knows that in the end, he will have your soul along with him, what we will spend in hell throughout eternity in the lake of fire. So you don't have to go down that road. You do not have to go the way of the evil one. You have a choice tonight. You can make that choice. Choose Jesus. I advise you to choose Jesus Christ. And I believe that we have some listeners that are saved in Jesus' name on tonight that is listening, that are agreeing with me on tonight, that if you're not saved, you have a choice to make. And you can choose Jesus tonight and be saved in his name. That's the desire of God. It is not his desire. It is not God's desire. It is not my desire that any soul should perish. But God's desire is that everyone will be saved and have eternal life and will spend eternity with him in heaven. But we already know, and God already know, that that's not going to happen. So that's why he gives us a chance to make our own mind up to choose between him, the good, or do we choose the evil one, the enemy of this world? See, we have a Father in heaven who loves us so much that he sent his own son, Jesus Christ, to die for us, and so that we can have a chance to be saved and be redeemed back to God, our Creator and our Father in heaven. So I thank God for this word on tonight. I pray that someone has received this word on tonight to know that you are free. And the word of God says, once you're free, guess what? You're free indeed. And that's good news on tonight. And that's why it's so important that when we know that we are saved in Jesus' name, that's why it's important that we know that we are children of the Most High God. And that's why we must stand on the word, and that lets us know that we are compelled through this freedom, through Jesus Christ, as children of God, as ambassadors, as vessels, as servants of the Most High God. Then we know that we have a job to do. We are compelled, the word of God said, we are compelled to go out into the hedges and the highways. In other words, today I use the street terminology, do street ministry, battle in the streets. Too many people are dying, going to hell, going to the grave with their God gift and God purpose and talent never used and never even known of because they never chose Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. They never used that freedom that they had to make a choice or make a decision, or they made the wrong decision. So we as Christians, we have an obligation. We are commanded by God himself to go out into the hedges and the highways and compel men, women, boys, and girls to come in and give their life to Jesus Christ and be saved while they yet have time. That's the freedom that we have to do that. We have the freedom to do that. So we don't have to fear about what man may say or what man may do or men may think about us. If you're standing on God's word, if you are truly being a doer of God's word and not just a hearer only, you are thanking God for your freedom. You're thanking God for the freedom of choice that you chose Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. So right now, I just want to say to the listeners on tonight, that is the word for tonight. Again, tonight's topic was, thank God for the freedom of choice. That's powerful within itself. Thank God for the freedom of choice. Because believe it or not, some people do not have that freedom. And there's some countries, some people do not have the freedom to choose whether they want to accept Jesus Christ or not, because they are being told by man what they can and what they cannot do. But according to the word, you can choose, and you can choose today whom you're going to serve. So I thank God for the freedom on tonight. So I pray that this word has touched someone on tonight. I pray that this word on tonight has opened up your heart to let you know that you are free indeed, and there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. So if you are bound on tonight and you are feeling sorry for yourself, don't come out of that rut, because that's a trick of the enemy. No, according to God's word, not my word, but according to God's word, you are free, and free in Christ Jesus, and you're free indeed. What an awesome word on tonight. So again, I pray that this has been a blessed word for someone on tonight, and I pray that it has been received in love. And most of all, I pray that God was glorified on tonight through this word. So right now, we're going to close out in prayer. And I'm asking our listeners, if you will please continue to keep me in your prayers, keep my family in your prayers, keep every ministry, whether you know that ministry or not, all over the world, that's standing on the word of God, that love Jesus Christ because of their freedom in Jesus Christ. We need to continue to lift each other up and keep each other lifted up in prayer. We are to encourage one another in the words of the Lord at all times. So we're going to close out in prayer. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come thanking you for your word on tonight. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we have freedom of choice. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that those who are saved in Jesus' name chose and had made the right choice. So we pray now, Lord, that should there be any listener on tonight that's not saved in Jesus' name, that you would touch their hearts and let them know that they are free indeed in Christ Jesus, and they can choose Jesus. They can choose to live for Jesus after they have accepted him to come into their hearts and save them. They can live for Jesus and be great doers of your word and not just hearers only. So now, Lord, we pray that you will move by your spirit and every door that's going to be, open on tomorrow all over the land. We pray, Lord, that you will move by your spirit like never before, because if there was ever a time we needed you, Lord, we need you now. We are living in horrible times, but we know that you sit high and you look low, and there's nothing new under the sun, and there's nothing that's going on in the world that you do not know about and that you cannot control. So we thank you that you are awesome in all your ways. You're powerful. You're mighty. You're the Most High God. You're worthy of our praise. So we pray, Lord, that on tomorrow, every door that's going to be open in your Son Jesus' name, that you will move by your Spirit like never before, and that your word will go forth with power through each vessel that's going to stand on your word and deliver your word on tomorrow. We pray that you will grant them the unction to stand on your word with power from on high, that many souls will be saved all over the land. Backsliders will come back to the fold like never before, and that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified like never before. For your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. So now, Lord, we just give you the glory. We give you the honor and praise. We thank you for your grace, your mercy, your sufficient grace toward all of us in spite of ourselves, because we know that we are not worthy of them and we don't deserve them. But because of your love, we appreciate you. We thank you for your great love for us in spite of ourselves. So now, Lord, we just give you the honor, praise, and glory for who you are. We ask that you will continue to move by your spirit in our lives. Continue to cover us in the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus that still works, and it will never, ever lose its power. This we ask in your Son Jesus' name for your glory. Amen. So that's the word for tonight. Again, I pray that you have received this word on tonight. I pray that if you are not standing on God's word, knowing that you have a right to make a choice because of freedom, then you make the right choice. And if you're not saved in Jesus' name, make Jesus your choice tonight. You will not be disappointed. God will never fail. And thank God that he has no respect of persons. If you really want to be saved, if you really want to be used by God, choose Jesus today. Call upon his name while he's near. Call upon his name, because he's knocking on the door of your heart. He said, if you open up your heart, he's coming in and he's going to sup with you. He's going to spend some time with you. And that's what he's looking for. He wants a relationship with you. Every saint, every born again child of God, God wants a personal relationship with you and I. Thank God. And that's a part of the freedom when we choose Jesus Christ. So we thank God for this word on tonight. Until the next time, know that I love you, but we know what? God loves us even more than we can love ourselves. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Until the next time, good night. While we have a little time, I'm going to go back and I'm going to pull up a song real quick, because I see we have a few minutes, And I don't want I want to bless someone on tonight with another song while we still have time. If you, since you're still on the air with me, bear with me just 1 second. I'm just typing in. Well, we're just going to give God some glory again on tonight, because guess what? He is worthy to be praised, and we thank God that there is no one like him. God is worthy to be praised. Aren't you glad that God is worthy to be praised on tonight? I am so glad that God is worthy to be praised, and he is not like man. Yes, Lord, he is not like man. So we're going to close out with this one song on tonight by Brother Travis Green, You Waited. We're going to play that as our closing song on tonight. Enjoy this musical selection by Travis Green, You Waited. And God is waiting on you. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ, he's waiting on you to make your choice. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Aren't you glad that Jesus waited for you? I'm so glad he waited for me. Well, that's the song for the evening, the closing song. Jesus waited for me. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.